from the Sky News Centre at 6, the Chancellor has announced businesses will receive a bonus of £1,000 for each worker who returns from furlough. Rishi Sunak's plans to help the economy recover after the coronavirus crisis also includes funding 50% discounts on restaurant bills during August. The money off will be available on Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Hotel boss Adrian Ellis is delighted.
I think a lot of us are worried we're open in July and August, and then we'll find out that weekends are busy, which is probably what we expect, but weekdays could be very quiet. It hopefully will encourage people to come and use our restaurants and bars, and we'll get us on the right track as we start to open our doors.
VAT is being cut for sectors like hospitality and the threshold for stamp duties rising. At least four people are reported to have been injured after a crane collapsed onto a row of houses in East London. Fire crews in Bow are working to free people who are trapped. Johnny Depp's insisted he's not a violent person during a second day of evidence in his libel trial with the Sun's publishers. He says the papers claims he hit his ex-wife Amber Heard was a hoax. Campaigners have been speaking of their relief after a review of three NHS scandals found patients suffered avoidable harm. The health secretaries apologised. Charlotte Fensom's brother Stephen was born with severe disabilities after their mother took a pregnancy testing drug.
There were lots of happy tears this morning at my parents' house when I broke the news to them. So my mum's felt guilty, wrongly, but she's felt guilty for years for taking these tablets. Today has done something incredibly special at taking some of that guilt away.
British athlete Bianca Williams says she hopes an independent review looking at how she and her partner were stopped and searched by police is rigorous. The Met's referred itself to the watchdog over the incident at the weekend. And tonight's Premier League action's just getting underway with Sheffield United hosting Wolves. Elsewhere, Manchester City are playing Newcastle and West Ham are taking on Burnley. That's the latest. I'm Robin Montague.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everyone, you are listening to Phoenix FM. My name is Ella Webb and this is World Wide Web.
Rihanna, good girl going bad, take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath I must get out to the end.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everyone, you are listening to Phoenix FM. My name is Ella Webb and you are listening to World Wide Web. Thank you for Ian. Thank you, Ian, for his show before. So, my co-host once again in the studio is Mr. Paul Webb.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
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 Hello. Bye. Ian will be back tomorrow.
Yes, Ian will be back tomorrow.
We're just here once a week. He's here every day.
He's here every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although this show is a very special show. I have now been doing my radio show World Wide Web for 6 months.
6 months. Half a year.
Half a year, yes.
26 weeks.
26 weeks. Show 26 of World Wide Web. Yes. A very special show.
Yeah. Happy half birthday.
Thanks. Happy half birthday, World Wide Web. Yes. So, this week's main story is a final clap is held to say thank you to NHS carers. So, on the 5th of July, the UK celebrated the 72nd year of the National Health Service, the NHS, with a big thank you to all the carers who are fighting the coronavirus. So, this very... Yes, it's only the... I know it's... It's not like it's like 70th or 75th. It's the 72nd. But especially this year, they should get a massive thank you because they're helping fight the coronavirus and helping everyone.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody around the country has thanked the NHS in one way, shape or form.
Yes.
Whether it's clapping or donating
rainbow,
money.
Yeah, donating money, yeah. Rainbows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chalk drawings on driveways.
Yes. So... What is the NHS, people ask?
What is it?
What is it?
It's the National Health Service.
The NHS is a government-funded service that provides free medical treatment to anyone who is living in the UK. This includes anything from visiting the doctors for a routine checkup to having a complex brain surgery. So anyone in the UK The NHS provides free medical treatment for anyone who lives in the UK. Yeah,
and we take it for granted.
Yes.
We really do. Countries
especially
like America,
at this time.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yeah. But countries like America, they don't have such a health service.
No.
So all of their medical needs have to be funded privately.
Yeah. Yes. So it costs around, ready, £140 billion a year to run, most of which comes from people's taxes. Tax is money that most people pay to the government for things the country needs, like education and roads. There are very few healthcare systems in the world that is funded by the public in this way.
Here you go.
And as you said, some have to pay, like some people have to pay themselves to get medical treatment, like in the US.
Yep.
Where here we have the free medical treatment.
Yep.
From the government. Yeah, so we should definitely take it for granted, especially at this time.
Absolutely right. But
yes.
Also don't abuse it. I think one of the things that particularly places like A&E have seen over the last, 4 months now, isn't it, Lily? Is the drop-off in cases where people just go to the hospital because they've got a headache.
Or their leg, or their ankle hurts.
Yeah, you know, so...
Yeah.
Don't abuse it, basically.
No.
Use some common sense.
Yes.
A bit of a theme, isn't it, throughout lockdown? Common sense.
Yeah.
Just apply common sense.
Yes. Maybe that's something which, when we come out of lockdown, everyone will have a bit more of.
You'd love to think so. Please. Please.
So, when was it created? So, on the 5th of July, 1948, the UK's Government Minister Health Service at the time opened the first NHS hospital in Manchester. A leaflet was sent out to the people around the country that said, everyone, rich or poor, man, woman or child, can use it or any part of it. Everyone in the country will share the cost of healthcare, rather than a full amount being paid by a person who was ill. The aim of the NHS was that healthcare should be available to everyone, no matter how poor they were. Which is very good, because in some countries where people may be really poor, living in poverty, it means if they have the NHS, then they can, if they're unwell, they can then go to the NHS and it's free. Where in some other countries, say you're living in poverty, but you have to pay for it, then it will be a bit difficult because you're going to have the money.
Yep.
So,
and
yeah.
The chances are you won't get the health service or the attention that you need.
Yes. So, what's happening to mark this year's anniversary? So, for the first 10 weeks of lockdown, every Thursday evening at 8 p.m, people clapped for those working on the front line, either as NHS staff or by doing other essential jobs. The UK has been encouraged to join in one final clap at 5 p.m, different time, 5 p.m. on the 5th of July.
Well, that was last week.
That was last week, yes.
Well, or whenever, 3 days ago.
Yeah. For the 72nd anniversary of the NHS. On the 4th of July, people remember that more than 40,000 people who have died from coronavirus by putting a light in their window. Famous buildings, including the Shard in London and Blackpool Tower, will be lit up in blue, the colour of the NHS logo. The London Symphony Choirs has produced a song called Never to Forget to pay tribute to the health and care workers who have died from coronavirus. The song includes the names of the first 122 workers reported to have died. That's lovely. So, obviously, they can't do everyone. Otherwise, it would just be a song of names. Just everyone's name.
A very long song as well.
Yes. So, the first 122. So, not everyone, but the first ones.
Yeah.
Yes. So, people also ask, how did the clap for carers start? So, and the idea came from Anne-Marie Pauls, a Dutch woman who lived in London. She was inspired by people in the Netherlands who clapped on their balconies and doorsteps for healthcare workers during lockdown, who put up their own lives in danger to care for others. Pauls said a clap was about coming together and acknowledging that we need each other.
Why do you put S's on random
words? I don't know. That we need each other, yeah. Especially at this time, especially the NHS.
Yeah.
We need them. Yeah.
And it wasn't meant to be quite the event that it took up.
No.
That it became sort of week in, week out. And it was good when it stopped. I think, was it 10 weeks it went on for and then it stopped? But yeah, if there were... I must admit, the first 10 weeks of lockdown. I didn't know about the clap on Sunday, which is a shame. I wonder if many people did. I don't know. But, you know, that was nice. It's a nice way to just acknowledge it once again.
Pauls started clapping in London with a few friends and posted a video on social media with the hashtag clap for carers. Within 24 hours, celebrities including Prince Harry and Meghan Markle posted videos on their social media page encouraging people to join in with the clapping. Millions of people took part each week, and after 10 weeks, Pauls suggested that a weekly clap should end and become an annual event instead. So it will become an annual event. It will be every year.
On the NHS's birthday, presumably.
Yes, presumably. As not just a reminder of what happened, but just a thank you overall. Like, maybe someone that year maybe have broken their leg or something. And just a clap as a thank you.
Yep, just a little reminder, a little acknowledgement.
Yes.
Of how fortunate we are to have such a fantastic service.
Yes, which is what they're there for. But we need to take them... don't, as you said, don't just go to the hospital because your ankle hurts, you have a bit of a headache. Go to it if you actually 100% need it, if you feel like you have broken your ankle or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, our next song as a thank you to the NHS is Thank You.
Looking up and down.
Was Thank You by Sly and the Family Stone.
Tune.
So, now, this Around the World is going to be a bit different this week. Going to do one story from me, one story from my co-host, and then the last one from me again. Yes. So, the first one is in New Zealand, fake Wild West town for sale. So, an entire tourist town in New Zealand has gone on sale. Men's Philippe Ranch was built in 2006 to look like a typical cowboy town from America's Wild West. It is expected to sell for £9.5 million. The town includes a sheriff's office and a saloon. Up to 22 people can stay there, and the current owner rents out the town for events. It must have been, it wouldn't have just been like randomly built, just like, oh, why don't we just make a random Wild West town?
Why not?
I bet you it was for like maybe a movie. They might have done it for a movie.
Could have been.
Could have been for like Toy Story.
It looks like it could have been.
Yeah, yeah. It could have looked.
Or something out of an old El Paso advert.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. So now our next one, National Parks is created. One.
Yes. New South Wales, Australia. The governing authorities have decided to build or create a brand new national park in order to look after some threatened species. So it's a place, it's a ranch, or used to be a ranch, called Narriera Station. Covers an area of 1,534, to be precise, square kilometres of floodplains. So large expanses of land that are susceptible to flooding. So they can't really build anything on there. They can't build cities or anything on it. And there's wetlands and other sort of fairly unusual landscapes around as well. The purchase of the land is the largest in conservation history.
Wow.
So it's going to be vast. There's currently 27 species of endangered animals living on the park, including the very well-known grey grass wren, which is a small bird that is native to the area.
Ooh.
And it's a lovely little bird. It looks like a sparrow, but with a very long tail.
Ooh.
Yes. There you go.
Yes.
That's nice.
And our last one is in Norway, historic Viking ship dig begins. So archaeologists are digging up a 20-metre-long Viking ship in Norway. It is the first time this has happened in 100 years because it's rare to find a whole Viking ship. Yes, it's not something you just go dig up in your garden just every day.
Wander along the beach.
Oh, look, there's a Viking ship.
Oh, another one.
This ship was found 2 years ago, and although it is damaged, experts hope they'll be able to preserve what's there and find out more about the Vikings in the process. So, yes, obviously it would probably be ruined. It wouldn't just be there for a reason.
Well, it depends what it's been preserved in. If it's been in I don't know, ice or even sand.
Yeah.
Then it might be quite well preserved.
No, it is damaged. They know it's damaged.
Yeah, it won't be like, they won't be able to float it again.
No. Well, they could if they just like patch
but
bits
the,
up.
But the spine of the hull might be pretty well reserved.
Yeah.
Preserved.
Preserved. Yes. So that was our around the world update this week. I like that. One story from me, then one from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to actually say a story.
I still think we should have some Daft Punk playing behind that.
Maybe soon.
Maybe.
I just kind of need to get my timings perfect. And then boom.
Boom.
Things will happen.
Yeah.
Yes. So our next story is talking about ships and wreckages from the Vikings. We've got Ships to Wreck by Florence and the Machine. And talking about Wild West, we've got Wild Wild West by Will Smith. There's a lot of W's in that.
There are.
A lot.
Ships to throttle, rough rider. No, you don't want nada, none of this. Six gunning this, brother running this. Buffalo soldier, look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that trip, rough neck. So go check the law on the by. Watch your step, we'll flex and get a hold on your side. Swallow your pride, don't let your lip react. You don't wanna see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this, running the game. James West, taming the West, so remember the name. Now who you gonna call?
Not the GB.
Now who you gonna call?
G-W-E-G.
If you ever riff with Fever One of Us,
break out
before you get bum rushed at
the Wild Wild West.
When I roll into the
Wild Wild West.
When I stroll into the
Wild Wild West.
When I bounce into the
Wild Wild West.
Cisco,
Cisco.
Once upon a time in the West, madman lost his damn mind in the West. Loveless, kidnapped or down, nothing less. Now I must put his behind to the test. Then through the shadows, in the saddle, ready for battle. Bring all your poison, it kind of poison. Behind my back, all that riffing you did, front and center. Now where you look back, kid, who that is? A mean brother, bow for your health. Looking damn good, though, if I can say it myself. Told me Loveless is a madman, but I don't fear that. He got mad weapons too, ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring down me, the champion, when y'all clowns go. See that it can't be done. Understand me, son. I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? So if you barking after wrong tree, we coming. Don't be starting nothing. Me and my partner gonna test your chest, Loveless. Can't stand the heat to get out the wild, wild.
We going straight
when I roll into the
wild, wild west.
When I stroll into the
wild, wild west.
When I bounce into
the wild, wild west. We going straight.
With a pen and a pad, don't even think about it. Six gun weighing a ton, 10 paces and turn just for fun. Sun up to sundown, rolling around. See where the bad guys are to be found and make them lay down. The defenders of the West, crushing all pretenders in the West. Don't mess with us, cause we in the
Wild Wild West.
When I roll into
the Wild Wild West.
When I stroll into the
Wild Wild West.
When I bounce into
the Wild
was Ship to Wreck by Florence and the Machine and Wild Wild West by Will Smith. So, now this week's food talk, which is what is up next, is fruit in package stinks out post office. So, one of the world's smelliest fruit forced workers to leave a post office in Germany. Someone in Germany had sent a package of durian, there we go, fruit to a friend in southern Germany. The durian fruit, which comes from Asia, is so whiffy that police and firefighters were called because people in the post office thought it might be something dangerous in the parcel. Around 60 people had to leave the post office, and 6 workers were taken to hospital after being overwhelmed by the pong. The package was eventually delivered. I was just saying, what... I know you can eat it. I know you can eat durian. But why would someone want to send it? It's just like someone sending me sending one of my friends a packet of strawberries. Here you go, here's some strawberries.
It's a bit random, isn't it?
Exactly.
And so, I mean, if people want to know what durian smells like, apparently it has subtle hints of chives mixed with powdered sugar, and it tastes like, I mean, that's a weird combination anyway. Chives with powdered sugar. That doesn't sound
too bad. Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad.
But it's supposed to taste like diced garlic and caramel poured into whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
What, garlic?
Oh, no thanks. Blah. It doesn't sound as if it tastes very nice. But to be honest, the smell, it's a weird combination. But when you think of it, chives, do chives smell of much?
Well, no, not really. This
and,
is
sh- and what was the other thing? Powdered sugar?
Powdered sugar.
What does powdered sugar smell like?
Nothing. Something else here, it says it's been described variously as rotten onions, turpentine and raw sewage. Which is
beautiful.
Probably a better example of why.
So there you go. If you want to go smell it, best not. Don't.
I wouldn't recommend
it. I wouldn't.
No.
Don't try and send one of your friends something which you know will either go out of date and stink or stinks. So you must have had to send it from outside the house. Like you would have had to pack it up, like have a pig on your nose, pack it up and then like hold it like away from you because then it will otherwise smell.
It's not much of a friend either, is it?
Here you go. Here's a smelly fruit.
I'm going to send you the smelliest thing I can think of. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy Easter. Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Here's this amazing present. Interesting.
Mm.
Might have opened it and thought, oh, something's gone out of date. No, it's in date.
But some people went to hospital because they were overcome by
the
smell.
Six workers went to hospital because they were overcome by the smell.
How can you be overcome by a smell?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. So, next up, as our next song, we've got the Funk by Positive Force.
Yeah.
was We Got the Funk by Positive Force. So, our first little story this week is Marmite deodorant hits the shelves.
What? This is ridiculous, isn't
it? Two unlikely products have combined to create a deodorant that people will either love or hate. Marmite, the strong-tasting breakfast spread, and Lynx have teamed up to make a break the product, Marmite-scented deodorant. The smell is described as smelling of white moss and green herbs, along with sandalwood and cheddarwood? I don't know.
No idea.
Which are then unexpectedly met with a salty punch of Marmite. Well, there is also a shower gel. So if you don't want a deodorant, here's the shower gel. You actually have the Lynx bottle.
Lynx,
you have the Lynx Africa.
Yep, yes. That is my shower gel of choice at the moment.
That's what it's mixed with. So the deodorant and the body wash is Africa and... So Lynx, Africa and Marmite.
Well, don't get any ideas and try and start mixing this at home.
Oh.
Into some weird slime.
And our second one. Man accidentally buys 27 cars too many.
How can you do that?
So a man in Germany... Everything's in Germany today. Accidentally ordered 27 electric cars while he was trying to buy just one online. He placed an order for a Tesla Model 3, but when he clicked confirm, nothing happened. So he tried again, then again, and then again.
And then another 24 times.
Until after 2 hours and 28 attempts, he gave up. He later logged in and found he had ordered 28 cars at the cost of about £1.2 million. Fortunately, he had contacted Tesla. Staff agreed to cancel 27 of the vehicles from the order. That's good that they actually said, oh yeah, we'll cancel them, don't worry, instead of going,
sorry.
No, sorry, you ordered them now. You bought them. So, yes. Make sure when you click things, most of the time it's just slow. Don't just keep clicking it, otherwise this could happen to you. Mm. Buying 27 cars you don't really want. Yes.
Good advice.
I know, I'm great at giving advice. So, talking about cars and too many cars, we've got Cars by Gary Newman.
We'll be right back. quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. They grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I see I'm frightened of this thing that I've become.
Hello everyone, that was Cars by Gary Numan and Africa by Toto.
Couldn't really find a song about Marmite.
No. A quick shout out to May and Mike who are listening in and sending in messages. Thank you for listening. That's all from me this week. I'll leave you with Andy Gilson and The Orient Hour. I'll be back next week with more from the amazing magazine The Week Junior. And remember, new week, new news on the World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
She walked away through a cheap pack of cigarettes, hard liquor mixed with a bit of intellect, and all the boys, they were saying they were into it. Such a pretty face on a pretty neck, she's driving me crazy, but I'm into it. I'm kinda into it. It's getting lazy. I think I'm losing it. I think I'm losing it. Oh, I think she said, having your baby, it's none of your business. I'm having your baby, it's none of your business. I'm having your baby, it's none of your business. I'm having your baby, it's none of your, it's none of your. It's New York, baby, always jacked up. Hey, Harlem Tunnel for her nose, it's always backed up. When she's alone, she goes home to a cactus. In a black dress, she's such an actress. Driving me crazy, but I'm into it. But I'm into it, I'm kinda into it. It's getting crazy, I think I'm losing it. I think I'm losing it. Oh, I think she said, I'm having your baby, it's none of your business. I'm having your baby, it's none of your business. I'm having your baby, it's none of your business. I'm having your baby, it's none of your, it's none of your. She sits beside me like a silhouette, dripping on me till my feet are wet. And now she's all over me. It's like I paid for it. It's like I paid for it. I'm gonna pay for this.
Making homie, point blank, close range that beat. If it goes a million, young, that's me.
It's me.
I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, na-na. Hey. Half of my heart.